Now you're married? It's yeah. crazy. What's going on there? Who is this guy?
Harry, I would never date a guy like you just because of your Instagram.
What's wrong with my Instagram?
I was already doing orgies in high school.
What high school did you go to? Yeah, ever had like a big, fat, hairy, horny dude like come like, rally, rah.
Like blonde hair and he's like 6'5".
Australian accent.
Yeah, wears little pads. Dry head is really boring.
My mouth literally does not know how to not produce saliva.
We need to stop talking about this. You're a married woman. I'm getting flustered.
I've got a fun breakup video too.
You do?
Yeah.
How did that go about?
When I got married, the day after I got married.
You broke up with him?
No, a guy that I like made a breakup. Actually, a fellow Australian.
Really?
I used to like hit it off with Raka Raka.
Yes.
You know Raka Raka.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he did this crazy video expressing his love for me. He posted it literally the day after we got married. So June 20th, I got married. June 21st, he posted this.
So he's like, she's in love. She's happy.
Yeah,
she's,
he wrote me like a poem saying how much he loves me.
No. How did that make you feel? Was it
It was really tough because it was like everything I wanted to hear, but he would never say it before. Like, he never expressed his emotions or feelings or whatever. So it was like, that's everything I wanted to hear, but I'm married, so you're a little late.
I can't really hate on that guy because I've made that same video to you a bunch of times and we've never even met before.
You just don't have a YouTube views. Dude,
yeah, you just never got to you. Yeah, yeah, but I did it, like 3 days ago. So, yeah.
Send me the link. I want to check it out.
I always spat out my drink. I was like, whoa. that is bizarre. Behavior like I did he know that you were like pretty serious with is it Pasha mm-hmm. Is he Russian?
Latvian, but he's
what's a Latvian?
Latvian used to be a part of the USSR and it became
What is a USSR?
Listen, you don't know what, it's like an
extended
too.
Of the USA.
So the USSR was like the Soviet Union and stuff I think. Latvia didn't become Latvia until like 1992, so it's a very new country as well.
Has he got a funky accent?
He's got like it's a softer, so Latvian accent is like a prettier Russian. It's almost like a little, like kind of higher pitch, a little singier.
Oh.
So it's a little prettier.
Little singy.
Yeah. Oh. I think it's a prettier, like his mom and his sister, I love when they talk because they just have such beautiful voices because I feel like most Russian women have a little bit of like harsher voices.
Yeah.
So I feel like Latvian adds like a softer touch.
Oh, and they're very like straightforward, aren't they? I've heard Russians are like very like, they'll tell you the truth.
They're pretty straightforward
they feel.
And they're also like, if depending on how conservative and like Russian they are, I feel like their country is very closed-minded as well. So like, there's like a Russian porn star, like one year I was shooting a scene called Space Sluts and I wanted him to be kind of like in these like space gear. But he didn't want to wear the space gear because he was like, it's going to look like I'm gay. And I'm like, even though you're fucking three girls in space outfits, like, you're not fucking any guys. We're not playing with your butt or anything. There's three space girls that you're having sex with. Yeah. And he was like, I cannot wear this. Everyone in Russia will think I'm gay. And I was like, that's really crazy.
Well, you did want to get him in like a Mars outfit and his cock just come out?
Kind of. It's kind
that'd
of
be
like,
fun.
I thought it was super sick. And the fact that he wasn't down, I was like, that sucks that your country's so close-minded. And Pasha talks about how he used to be kind of like that. But the more time he spent in America, and he's also younger, and he's around like, you know, all these 21-year-old boys. It's like very... Yeah. Just normal. Like
it's interesting to be open enough to fuck on camera, but closed enough to not dress like a spaceman. It's kind of contradicting.
It's very bizarre.
Yeah. Here I am wearing dresses and shit, and I'm not fucking on camera. Like me and him are the exact opposite.
Yeah,
like,
you're Australian though.
Yeah, it's true. Well, hi guys. Thank you so much for listening. We just kind of kick things off. If you didn't realize who we have the sweetest little soul, Riley Reed. Do you want to go by Riley or your first name?
You can call me Riley. That's how everyone knows me.
Her name is Riley. I fell in love with her because when we were texting, she was just a little sweetheart. But now you're married?
Yeah.
It's crazy. What's going on there? Who is this guy? We were talking a little bit about him, but Pasha, how did you meet him? He's a stunt.
He's a stunt man, a poor car. He's a Red Bull athlete, parkour athlete. So he's like
that's badass.
Yeah, he's one of the top. He's a world champion. Like he's won some of the competitions like multiple years in a row and stuff like that. And
so how did you guys kind of meet? Did he like run up your window and he's like, ah, here I am, Spider-Man.
He did a backflip. And
you're like, oh shit, that's the guy.
No, actually I slid into his DMs.
Really?
So I thought he was just like this cute boy on Instagram and stuff. And so like, but I liked him and I wanted to like slide in his DMs in a more serious manner. So he posted about a book that I read and I was like, here's my way in. I'm like, intellectual. Cause it's like being a porn star, it's hard for me to just slide in a guy's DMs. Yeah. Like one, it's hard in general.
Yeah.
And then two, being a porn star, I'm like, everyone's going to instantly think I just want to suck their dick. So I was like, how can I like let him know I want to suck his dick and talk to him?
Yeah.
So
like, and read a book at the same time.
Yeah. Like, how can we do this intellectually? And so he had a book that was like a self-help book.
Yeah.
It's which called book?
The Art of, or The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Okay, right. That's very popular one.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a really good book. And that's how we connected. And then obviously it was like, let's do a collab. That's how you meet people without being on a date. See if you like them. And
what is he on OnlyFans and stuff as well?
No. Collab on Instagram and social media.
Right,
and TikTok.
Okay.
But I was collabing because I was like,
yeah, what's up?
I want to meet you.
Yeah.
Without just being like, let's go on a date again. Cause I was trying to be like,
yeah,
you know, don't treat me slutty.
Was this, I think, correct me if I'm wrong. You tweeted, the next person you wanted to like sleep with, like you wanted to marry, was it something like that? Did I read that? Was it you?
I don't know if I would have tweeted something.
I swear to God, it was someone. Maybe it was in quarantine or something. I remember you, someone. I read it somewhere, and I was like, because you were like getting pretty serious about like.
Oh, maybe on an looking Instagram after yourself. Thing. I might have been like an Instagram post that I was.
Maybe
like,
maybe it's someone else. But
yeah,
because like,
Twitter, I'm super vulgar. Instagram, I'll do like little like bio things and like the caption and be like, you should love yourself.
So how did you fall in love with him? Like, did you guys just start hanging out?
Yeah,
went on
we
little
just,
dates?
Yeah, we actually didn't even really go on dates. We just started hanging out and just
really?
Yeah, just hit it off and kept hanging out and
How long was it till you guys got married?
It wasn't very long.
Really?
At all. No.
Did you know like right away? You're like, cool, this is
no.
Him.
So to be completely honest, I actually got pregnant, and so I was like, well, do we want to keep this baby? And if we're keeping it, I was like, I sure as hell insane. I'm carrying my boyfriend's baby.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I'm keeping it, then we have to get married. And then I actually had a miscarriage.
Oh, damn. Sorry.
But, it's okay. Everything works out for a reason. Yeah. Everything like that. So.
Damn.
Yeah, that's mostly why we rushed into everything.
Yeah.
Was, you know, to give the baby a positive future and everything like that. And
that's
then,
very mature.
Yeah. And then, you know, we had a miscarriage and we were like, okay, well, let's just still get married because it was before our wedding, and then we were like, let's just do it anyways, which was really nice. It was like my dad was pointing it out, how it was like, he's like, it's really nice he still wants to be with you even though there's not a baby involved anymore, like
yeah,
he's actually
sweet.
Wanting to be with you and not just being held responsible for a child. So
yeah, do you think it's been hard to date in this it must be like,
yeah, it's been really hard. That's why I quit doing boy girl about a year before I even met Pasha, because I was like dating and in the industry, and it was really
hard. Yeah.
And so then I was like, okay, like I do want a love life. I've done my career and everything. So then I just quit doing boy girl so that I can hopefully find like a future.
So when you asked me to collab, it wasn't like,
no, we talk about, you don't even do porn, okay? Get out of here.
I was like, you know what? This might be my big break. This might be it, everyone. What's going on, you little pompadoms? We didn't actually have any sponsors for today's episode, which is a world first. So we're just going to plug our own stuff. So if you do want to support the podcast in any way, shape, or form, now is your time. Look at Abby.
He needs
to be fucked.
Buy these glasses.
He needs to have his cock milked.
Buy them. give us your money.
So if you want to support us, head over and check out my sunglass brand. Yes, these ones are called Frankie. No, they're not named after my ex-girlfriend. Yes, I mentioned her
yes,
again.
Yes, they are.
it is Kensington, www.kensington.com, but it's spelt weird.
Any promo codes or anything?
No, tap in. Use tap in. Get yourself a little deal. But most importantly, with each sunglass pair that you buy, you're helping stop ocean-bound plastic. We spoke about Plastic Bank with David Katz before. This is a company we've partnered up with for these sunglasses. So if you do want to figure out a way to support saving the world, but also looking sexy like Abby, then this is your chance. www.kensngtn.com. Use code TAPIN. Get sexy. Support the world. Thank you so much. No, but was it like... was what did he do that kind of you're like, cool, this is the guy. This
he's
is me forever.
He's just a really, really sweet guy.
He honestly looks lovely. Like, I stalked
he's
him.
He's a genuinely good guy. Yeah, looking at his Instagram.
He looks so bubbly and lovely.
So lovely. That's one thing. Like, I'm a stickler when it comes to guys' Instagrams. And I'm sorry, Harry. I would never date a guy like you just because of your Instagram. Because I
What's wrong with my Instagram?
I don't like guys who post, like, good photos of themselves. I don't know why. It just feels very ego-driven. And
really?
Like, unless your job has, like, a huge part to do with it, then, like, I'm just like, he just wants to, like, flex himself. And, like, Pasha's Instagram, there is, like, not one photo of him just, like, being hot boy. Like, his photos of him by himself are, like, him being super dorky, like, pulling his pants all the way up to here and, like, cheesing really big with glasses and stuff. Like, he's just, like, super dweeby.
He's fun.
And he's, like, really good looking. So I'm like, how are you so good looking and you don't post photos of you being all hot and sexy?
Damn. So, okay, well, maybe
I honestly thought he was gay at first. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
You're like, this might be my gay best friend.
He's so nice. He doesn't post, like, hot boy photos. Like, he's just doing flips and tricks all the time. Like,
he's just a good dude.
Yeah.
Just, like, so rare to find.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think people that do parkour are pretty just cool, badass people.
Yeah, if you can fucking run into a flip off a building, like,
yeah,
you're probably the coolest person ever.
He's a pretty sweet.
Like,
good
I can't
guy.
Even run normally. Like, I legit look like a giraffe on ice. Like, I literally cannot run properly. Like, Taylor Holder, we were filming a show, and he was, like, laughing at me. He's like, why can't you run like a normal human? Like, my legs go sideways. Like, it's like a weird flamingo. I don't know.
I know. I always say my parents didn't teach me how to walk or talk or walk or breathe properly. I feel like I didn't learn how to breathe the right way.
Sometimes I forget.
Right? Well,
most people in the world don't breathe properly.
Exactly.
Like, you have to breathe through your nose, and you have to, like, everyone
expand
breathes
your
wrong.
Diaphragm. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My parents did not teach me how to breathe nor how to walk properly.
Assholes. Honestly.
They're not breathing right or walking right either, so it's not like they know what they're doing.
So do you think, going back to the main man, did he get a whole bunch of hate or, like, people, like, angry at him, like, guys like us, like, DMing him, like, hey, you bastard, like, you got Riley, like, what's going on?
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of hate, or, you know, it's, like, hate from both ends, like, you took our woman, and then, like, you're fucking 500 other guys when you fuck her, which I'm like, okay, what's that logic?
Yeah, I don't, that logic is bizarre to me.
So
I've had
stupid.
A friend say that shit to me as well. I was like, you know, like, you're sleeping with every guy. She said, I was like, first off, no, it's a vagina.
It's very different.
It's not a cock and balls, like, in your face. I was like, it's a vagina, it's a person. Like, you can't, like, connect one person to, like, their past.
Exactly.
Bizarre behavior.
It's a very bizarre thing.
Yeah. Do you think that affected the relationship at all? Like, when that's...
In the early days, it was. Yeah, I think in the early days, it was challenging and stuff like that. But fortunate for us, like, all of his friends were very, like, and his family's very supportive and stuff. I think it also, like, I have certain perks and stuff. Like, he's not just with any porn star.
He's
like,
with the...
Yeah, one of the top porn stars. So it's, like... I think that there's a certain benefit that comes along with that. Like, if I was some no-name porn star, then I don't know if she would have as much luck.
Wow. But, and then what was the Rucka Rucka thing? Like, why did he suddenly, like, after you guys got married, decide to confess his love?
I wish I knew.
So you didn't reach out? You didn't?
No. We first started talking, like, well, we were friends. We tried to stay cordial, even though, like, he wasn't wanting to commit to me. We had no, like, real relationship or anything like that. And I was like, well, I can't be emotionally invested in you. I have to start dating around. And then, and I was like, I started dating this guy, Pasha. And he was like, I started dating this girl too, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, afterwards, and he releases this video, I found out that he was never even dating anyone and stuff. Oh. So I was just like, it was weird because he had the types of behavior that was like, he wanted me to find what's best for me, and he was, like, saying things to encourage me to keep dating other people, but, like, never expressed that vulnerability until he was like, oh, God, like, she's legit, like, moving on.
Damn.
So that was really tough.
Yeah.
It made me really sad, and I was just, like, hoping at least for him in the future that he, like, feels vulnerable to open up if there is a woman that he cares about and stuff like that. Because
do you think it kind of gave him a little bit of closure as well to, like, see that chapter close?
Probably,
yeah.
But I'm not sure. I mean, in this poem, it was really hard. Like, at the end of it, in this poem, he's like, only a bullet will take the thoughts of you out of my head or something like that. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
I know.
Oh, shit.
It was really hard. And the worst part was is that Pasha's friend sent him the video and was like, yo, you, what's this video? And then so me and Pasha are watching it together.
Oh, no.
Yes, because I didn't know that this is what the video was going to be. Oh. And so him and I are watching it together and I was like.
Did you cry?
No, I couldn't cry. I had to hold back. I was emotional, but I was with my husband.
So you're just like,
what am I going to
say? Look at this pussy.
What am I going to cry? Like, oh my God, it's everything I ever wanted to hear.
Oh no. Damn, that's so. How long have you seen the Rucka Rucka guy for?
We were like hanging out with each other. Like we were never dating or anything like that, but we were hanging out with each other for like up to 2 years, if not longer.
Damn.
Yeah.
I know everyone online is talking about like narcissistic stuff, and I'm trying to think, like, do you think he is a narcissist in the fact that, like, because they want to keep you at like this like distance, right?
So as soon as you found out you're
married, then it's like, oh, I have to go to these leaps and bounds to bring you to some sort of distance where I have control, where really it was just had nothing to do with that. It was just some narcissist shit.
I do think there is a huge part of narcissism that has to play into it, because as well as just to post the video even the day after I got married is just like,
it's crazy narcissism.
Yeah, it's not like he did it months later, or it's not like he just emailed the video to me directly or something, where because I can understand like your heart's broken, you feel like you need to do something to get that closure, so I'm like, okay, but like maybe just email me the video instead of posting it all.
Or just like a phone call. Like maybe just like give, be happy for you, and then just like give you some space.
Yeah, I mean, in the video he says, oh, he's like happy for me and congratulations and da da da. But it's a very conflicting message that
it's
like.
And it's also, again, like I guess the timing of that type of stuff is like really weird, because like you're just having, you know, the happiest moment of your life.
Yeah.
You're married and like you're like, cool, this is it. You know, like for till death do us part, right? And like, you're in love, have this beautiful day, ceremony, everyone you love and care about is around you, and then the next day you get your
I mean, luckily, I didn't see it the next day. I didn't see it until, like, a week or two later.
Oh, thank God.
But
I couldn't imagine. I'd be sitting there, like, on my honeymoon, or just, like, with, like, my significant other, just like, damn, this sucks.
Yeah, it was pretty tough, and it was tough for Pasha, too, because he was just like, how do you feel about this? Like, is it bringing he was like, do you regret getting married, la la la, and I was like no, like this guy just did something extremely selfish, and I was like, if I honestly never even married him, like would Rucka Rucka ever say anything?
True.
Probably not. Like he probably would have never admitted his love to me if I would have just kept doing the relationship that we were doing. So like it's kind of like a hard, I'm like, I don't know if it ever would have worked out.
Wow. Damn. You know what would be better than putting this entire microphone up my ass?
What?
Putting one of my sex toys up your ass. Hey guys, again, no sponsors for this episode, and I'm here to plug my sex toys. If you want to go over and get fucked properly and come right, go to opleasures.com, look for the Harry Jowsey section, and you will find the little rabbit.
Yeah. Dude, that's badass.
If you want to come right, this is your chance.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, opleasures.com and come properly and have a good night.
Also, I'm going to be in Toronto this upcoming week on the 16th through 20th or something like that, doing a bunch of shows. I would love to meet some Tappan fans. Shoot me a message on Instagram. Send me your email. I'll get you tickets to the taping. I want my fans and supporters to be at the taping as opposed to just like regular people.
What I was going
to
say is, if you think he's funny on this, wait till you see him on a stage in front of a whole bunch of people. DM Abby on Instagram.
ABBYROBERGE.
And if you're from the hometown, you want to support the boy, please do. Please come to a show. But if you can't go to a show, just follow him on Instagram.
And I'll get you free tickets to the taping.
Oh, free tickets. There you go. Sell out. All right. Love you guys. Enjoy the podcast. And are you going to try for a kid again? Or is that kind of like...
We want to, but we're just kind of waiting now, because it's like, okay, we don't have to rush into it. So like, let's just like, you know, spend time with each other so that we're not just like straight into like real marriage.
Like real, like real adult
marriage,
stuff.
Adulthood. It's fucking terrifying. Raising a child who has to make conscious decisions in the world.
I've got a dog, and that's hard enough.
Yeah, I have five.
Five?
Yeah, but they're easy. They don't have to make political decisions. Oh. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to have an opinion in the world. Yeah. They're not racist or anything.
Like, just get up. They're happy. They wag their tails.
As far as you know, you don't know what they're thinking.
No, my dogs are lovely. They're thinking.
That's true. They could be thinking some racist shit. Yeah. In their heads.
Yeah.
Like with a human, I'm like, oh my God, what if they believe in flat Earth? Like,
oh.
Could you imagine you raise a child and then you're just, no.
Well, yeah,
it's
I guess.
Difficult. You can't do anything. Scary.
You just have to be like, you know what? You're my kid. I accept you.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to hide your kid's like identity from the world?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like they're already going to be struggling enough with being an adult entertainer's child.
Do you regret any of the stuff you did? Like, well, not, I'm saying,
I don't regret like, it. I honestly say, like, I feel like I'm blessed with this amazing filter because if I was a school teacher, I wouldn't know half of the assholes in the world. Like, I might marry some douchebag who mistreats strippers or has a bad opinion on them.
True, yeah.
And so because I'm an adult entertainer, I actually get the real version of people as their most authentic self. Like, how would you treat a woman that most of the world treats like garbage? So, like,
wow, that's a good way to look at things.
So I've turned it into a positive because I'm like, I would have never known that so-and-so is a dick. Because I'm just a doctor or a lawyer or a school teacher with a respectable title. Sure. So.
And when did you get into all this stuff?
I started when I was 19. So I started stripping at 18. And then I started porn at 19.
Wow. So. What kind of put you down that path? Was there like anything? Or you were just like,
I was always
lit?
Like super sexual and stuff like that. And very open. I'm from Miami and everything. Yeah. So it's like very open sexuality culture and everything like that. And I ended up like totaling my car, so I needed some like fast cash so that I can like keep going to school. And so I tried to do a stripper contest, and where it's like $500 for the winner, but I didn't win because it goes on applaud, and I didn't have any friends old enough to go to the strip club and stuff. So like, one bitch brought all her friends. I was like, fuck, I didn't know that's how it worked.
Yeah, fuck, she's cheating.
Yeah, she cheated what the system. So then I just like kept working that night, and I had a lot of fun. You know, I was already like, again, from Miami, dancing in clubs, partying. So I was like, what's the difference between dancing naked when I'm already practically naked dancing anyways?
Yeah.
And so I kept doing that, and it was really fun. But I call myself like a dolphin and not a shark because I don't know how to get guys to get me money. I'm like super social. I like to talk.
Like, how you been? Good to see you, John.
Yeah, like, yeah. I would make friends with the guys. I would give them my number. Or they wouldn't give me any money. Yeah. And so it was like they hustled me because it was like, oh, here's a stripper working for free. Yeah. Like, let's hang out with her.
Yeah, actually interested where strippers are. Actually interested. They're just like, cool.
I just did not know how to do it. And the stripper game is really competitive. I remember one girl like came up to me trying to fight me because she's like, that's my client. And I was like, oh my God, like, asked me to come sit here and I was just talking to them. Like, I'm not trying to cause any beef or drama. And so it was really hard. I didn't really make much money. I remember, like, the most I made one night was like $80. Because I am not.
And don't
a
you
good...
have to, like, give the strip club money?
Yeah,
too?
So that would be after I paid, like, my dance fees and house fees. That's, I'm not a good stripper, I'm not a good hustler. And so one of the girls was like, I'm like a base pay job. Tell me what I got to do and how much I get paid and I could do it.
Yeah.
And so one girl was like, oh, you could do like or porn. And I was like, I don't know. So I was actually an extra in my first 5 porno scenes where I was just one of the girls dancing in the background. Oh. And that's how I got comfortable into it.
Was that like a weird feeling? You just like,
no, I
like,
loved it. It was so
trying
fun.
To bust it down and this girl's like moaning to a beat and you're just like,
no, I thought it was so hot. Like, wow. I remember watching the people fuck while I'm dancing and I thought it was super sexy. And like every time I would do a little more. So the first time I just like was dancing, the next time I would like flash my tits. And like by the last time I was like sucking the guy's dick with everybody and stuff. So it was just like,
wow.
Yeah. So I just got like really comfortable and like, you know, it was fun. Like, I thought it was really, really fun. And everyone on set is really, really cool. Cause it's like, you know, you have like your cameras, you have your sound guy, you have this guy and everything. So it's like, they're like, to me, they were the fun ones to hang out with. I didn't really fuck with any of the porn stars. It was like the sound guy was like my guy or whatever. Like, we just had fun together. Cause it's like, everyone's just so comfortable with everyone's bodies and sexuality. And like the dudes are walking around naked and, you know, it's just like, I don't know. It's just a really fun environment.
Were the sound guys ever like horny as well? Like,
oh, of course. Get bricked up? I mean, I'm sure that they were, but like, I'm sure a lot of them probably like fucked girls in the bathrooms because some of them are like cute guys and they're like funny and everything.
Damn, I gotta be a sound guy.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. The sound guys probably get a lot of pussy on porn sets. A lot of pussy.
Wow, guys, listening, this is your chance. Go and become a sound guy. Hold that microphone up.
Hold that boomstick above the blowjob.
You never know where you'll put it. That's crazy. Was there any like? What's the weirdest shit that's happened on a porn set for you? I can imagine you've seen some crazy stuff.
There was some like weird stuff. I think for me, some of the weird stuff was like when I got set up on like escort jobs that I didn't know, because it'd be like a hotel room with a guy and a camera and you don't really know if it's going on, because there are amateur sites and scenes where you do go to the hotel
room. Which is my favorite one.
Yeah. So I'm like, I know those exist. So like, I don't know how many escort jobs I might have done because it was like a guy with a camera in a hotel room where I'm like, well, he's got the camera, so it must be... Like, I honestly don't know.
Wow. So, were they pay good, though?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, they pay, like, regular porn rates because it's, like, I'm not doing an escort job.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
Like, I thought I was doing a porn scene. There's all the porn paperwork and blah, blah, blah. So I'm assuming I've done a number of them.
Yeah. So these guys are creeps.
I just don't know. I mean, yeah, obviously there's creeps. There's creeps everywhere.
Yeah. What was... Damn, is it like apart from that type of escort job?
Oh yeah, there were some other weird things. Like I remember the first like BDSM scenes. There was a guy who like flies himself in to be the talent, and you just kick him in the balls repeatedly.
Whoa!
So this guy wasn't getting paid, and he actually paid himself. Like he flew himself out there so that he could be the guy who's getting his balls like stomped on with heels and kicked. And I remember I was so bad because I'm like such a nice person, so I'd go and try to kick him, and instantly I'm like, are you okay? And I'm ruining his whole fantasy because he's like, stop asking if I'm okay, because I'm like, are you okay? And I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, that's some weird
dudes
stuff.
Want that stuff?
I'm like my back is tensing up hearing about it.
Yeah, like I'm afraid. So with heels on?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that just like destroy his dick? Like,
yeah.
I'm not a doctor. Like, I would imagine.
Was he like was he rock hot? Was he bricked up?
I don't know. He was in like this full, because he wanted to conceal his identity, so he was in those like body latex suits.
Makes me sick. I wonder who was under it. Maybe it was like some like famous dude.
It might be.
Wow, that is bizarre. And that was filmed.
It was
filmed.
Like Guy Fieri or something.
Yeah, it's all femdom empire.
Wow.
Something like that.
So you never enjoyed that type of like dominating type shit?
I grew to enjoy it. So it's like I got trained into it. It wasn't something I was naturally good at. So it's like I had really good doms like help train me into becoming like a dom and stuff.
Wow. Is there, I guess it kind of would have felt good doing that type of stuff with all the creeps in the industry as well. Like, yeah, fuck you. I'm going to stomp your balls.
Well, no, if they want it, it's not the same as doing it to someone who deserves it. And like those guys who have the masculine energy probably don't want me to fucking kick them in the balls.
That hurts.
Usually those guys are the nicest. Like the guys that you're like pegging in the ass are usually the nicest boys. And
really?
It's it's because nice dudes like to get pegged.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't say anything on that. I actually tried to put a figure on there one time. Have we spoken about that?
I don't think so.
I tried to when I was at university, and I'm like, you know what? I don't think that's for me.
No. Well, apparently it makes your orgasms way more intense.
Really?
Because that's where, like, the boy G-spot is.
Yeah, I try, but I'm like, I also don't think I was, like, horny and excited. I was more, like, curious. I'm like, oh, I wonder what happens if I put a finger in my ass. And then the next time I did it was, like, at a festival where I put drugs in there. I was like, oh, you know what? I was like, I think I'm confused on the excitement. I was so confused. I was like, this is not how it's meant to go. Oh, my God. Yeah. Anyway, there was actually recently I had to go eat my bum, like, a couple months ago. And I was more confused. I was like, look, because for me, like, I just love when it's not about me. Like, I don't enjoy getting head. Like, I'll get it for, like, 30 seconds.
He's lying, ladies. He's just trying to get his fucking brownie points.
No, I swear to God. Like, I'll get it for, like, 20 seconds, and I'll be like, oh, this is just boring because, like, it's about me, and I want it to be about you. And then...
But what if she's giving you a blowjob the way she likes? Because
how dare you steal my children?
I'm like that because like sometimes like, you know, like when Pasha and I are like, you know, having sex or whatever, not that I don't like it or whatever, but like I prefer it. Like when he's just like face fucking me, it's hot and everything, but I like it when I'm like making love to his dick and everything like that. Or it's like, I'm doing this. Like you're not just like face fucking me. Like I love that too. Like there's just the moments of in between or whatever, but like the warm up and stuff when I'm starting the process.
Well, I feel like because like when you're about to come, like I feel like if the whole situation is just about head, then it makes me angry. I get frustrated. I'm trying to have like a rule where I don't let anyone make me come from head. But I'm failing. I'm not doing too well at it.
Oh, so the girls are giving some good blowjobs. That's good. Yeah. I've always wondered how these ladies on the streets suck dick.
No, there was this girl I was seeing recently. She gives the best head I've ever had. And I was like, last time she came over, I tried to run away from her. I was literally like running around my room naked. I was like, stop it. Like, you're actually annoying me. Like, stop sucking it so well. Literally, I would like grab the back of her head. I'm like, hey, cut it out, please. Like, just be normal. Some girls do really well. Like, I just think saliva is probably the biggest part for me.
You don't like the
saliva? No, I love it.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, I want you to be like, drip. Anyway, I'm getting way too excited.
I remember
excited.
I dated a guy in while I was doing porn, I dated a guy who like wasn't in love with the whole porn thing. And I naturally give sloppy blowjobs. Yeah. And I remember him being like, could you not like suck my dick like you're on a porn set? And I was like, I'm sorry that this is just how I give blowjobs.
Yeah.
Like, some girls are just naturally slobbery.
It's not.
Like,
it's lovely.
Yeah. You can't control it. And I know a lot of guys hate this bit. And I'm like, well, there's nothing that you... How am I supposed to suck your dick dry?
Yeah, I just think dry head is really boring. Like, it's just not fun. It's like you're putting your dick in a tree.
I just don't know how to... My mouth literally does not know how to not produce saliva.
We need to stop talking about this. You're a married woman. I'm getting flustered. Wow. Hey, guys. Anyway, so what advice? You know, a lot of these girls are coming into the OnlyFans world now. What advice would you give, like, a fresh 18? Because for me, like, I see, like, a lot of girls just turn 18 and, like, cool, I better do OnlyFans because, like, the money's good and then stuff like that. And they kind of maybe potentially make a decision that might not be right for them, like, later on. What advice would you give to someone who's about to make that decision? Fuck, that was a good switch over real quick.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's good.
I was like, wow. I'm like getting heated.
I honestly, most of the times, I recommend anyone who wants to get into the adult industry not to.
Right.
Just because I feel like they don't consider all of the stigmas and the tribulations that come with it. And so I feel like it's a really tough territory. And I feel very grateful because I'm a very successful adult star.
Yeah.
If I've sacrificed all of the things I've sacrificed in my life and I wasn't successful, I feel like I would regret every decision. And there might be a lot of girls who feel that way because there are not many Riley Reeds or Lana Rhodes in the porn industry. So it's like, I don't know. Can you think of another top name like besides us two? Like, and so that's what I mean, where it's like, if I didn't have this big name and you sacrifice so much of your life, your dating life, your family life, like your career as well, like you're just setting yourself up for a lot of missed opportunities if this is what you want, because there's no guarantee that you're going to be the next top model. And like, I don't, like, there's no advice that I can give. Like, I actually spoke to Lana, and Lana said that she was like striving to be successful in porn. So I was like, oh, okay, that's cool that you like had the goal. I wouldn't know how to tell a girl, like, if you want to be successful, this is the steps you take, because I just happened to accidentally become successful because I liked what I do. So I feel like sometimes maybe that's where I say my line of success is. Like, if you're genuinely loving this and you're like genuinely love sex and you love like being on set and you love just putting yourself out there, do it, because that's who you are. And you've already, like, I was already doing orgies in high school and things like that. So I was
What high school did you go to?
I went to like three different high schools.
High school, Miami, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's why.
Damn. So, I wish I grew up in Miami.
So
you had
like,
orgies in high school? Sorry,
yeah, I was a very sexual person. So it's like, if you grow up a very sexual person, then this might be the right career path for you.
Yeah.
But if you're just like trying to get a payout, it's not.
Right. You have to be willing to just fuck for like $1,500 a month or $2,000 a month.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's how I started. Whereas
the open micer of porn.
Yeah. And a lot of girls think that they can come in and just do OnlyFans. So I'm like, well, where's your fan base?
Yeah.
You know, like, how that's the only reason I'm successful is because I have a fan base of people to sell my content to. And it's because I did 10 years of the low pay work where you you go on set for sometimes 18 hours a day and you're only getting up to maybe $1,500.
18 hours?
Yeah, some sets are really long sets. You have dialogue, you have your full script, you have photos you have to do. Like, so it's like when they're like the real full production scenes, then you're on set for like 14 to 18 hours a day. And obviously there are some of the scenes that are 4 hours a day or whatever, but it's still like I did that for 10 years of back-to-back shooting just basic porn, and that's how I created my fan base. So I'm like, a girl who just wants to come in and thinks that she can make $20,000 a month on OnlyFans, I'm like,
it's not gonna happen.
Who are you? Yeah. Were you a TikTok star already? Were you on some reality show first? Like, where's your fan base? And as well as, like, if your fan base is just strictly limited to Instagram, then, like, you don't have a real fan base, because if your Instagram gets deleted, then how are you able to monetize yourself now?
It's all rented. That's what I say.
Yeah. Like, I feel lucky where it's like, if my Instagram gets deleted, which happens all the time, like, my name is big enough to where I can at least keep rebuilding my Instagram, not because I'm a hot Instagram girl, but because I have some of a fan base beyond social media. It's the internet. I have a fan base on the internet. So that's what these girls, like, they need to be able to, like, create a fan base on multiple streams, whether it's, like, YouTube, Pornhub, Instagram, TikTok, whatever fucking is next.
It's crazy. Like, that's, I think that's a, in any way, shape, or form, like, I look at, like, Logan Paul. Also, he loves you. Like, Logan
Mark. Oh, he's Logan lovely. I adore him.
They talk so highly of you.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
But I was speaking about him because he's so diversified. Like, he's done really well, and I think the exact same situation with you is, like, it's not just being big on YouTube or, like, Instagram. Like, we were talking about a lot of my Instagram model friends, and I'm like, if it gets deleted, it's gone. Like, because they put so much priority into one single platform and, like, doing the same old stuff.
Yeah, you limit yourself.
And also, like, I feel like people don't really know you. I think that's been the most rewarding thing about doing a podcast and, like, having long form content is people kind of get to know you and, like, want to sit down and, like, hang out with you.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I found. That's why I do, like, I don't really do YouTube or whatever like that, but, like, I'll do occasional, like, Dear Riley where I answer fan questions, because I was like, I needed a platform where I was, because also in my
asshole. Oh shit, just throw that in there. Trigger word.
Like, for my career, like, people only saw me on, like, porn. So they were like, I was like, nobody, like, I don't want people to think that I'm an idiot and that I'm actually stuck in the dryer and I don't know how to do laundry or whatever. I'm like, I'm always playing some stupid girl. Yeah. So I was like, okay, like, here, maybe I can do some YouTube videos so that, like, people can see I also have a brain and a personality and blah, blah, blah. And I think that's really, really good, where I do wish a lot of more Instagram girls would do some sort of platforms or do something where that people can hear them talk. They have enough. Yeah. Because people, that's why people like me. They like watching my porn, but I feel like people connect because they like, oh, she's a real person. I can talk to her. She's nice. Aww.
People would probably pay more money to see naked if you did, like, if they knew you from other stuff, too.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Of course. 100%. 100%. That's like the girl, Bad Barbie.
Or, Bad Baby.
Yeah, Bad Baby, the girl, the Catch Me Outside girl. Like, she made $1 million in, like, half of a day first doing her OnlyFans. Because everyone was expecting to see this girl naked. Because
all these creeps wanted to see a child naked.
Yeah, they want to see this freshly 18-year-old girl naked.
We were talking about that. We're like, if she took content before that day.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a little bit. A little bit hairy.
Right, because they're still buying photos of a 17-year-old.
Yeah, they are.
A little bit scary. Are you, like, worried about your safety and stuff, like, when you're outside? Have you ever had, like, a big fat hairy horny dude, like, coming, like, rally rat
with, like, blonde hair and he's like 6'5"
Australian accent. Yeah.
6'5" wears little pads and only Air Force ones.
Luckily, thank God, I have never had that experience. My fans are very, like, friendly. The closest thing I had was, like, a guy somehow got my address and was mailing me, like, really expensive gifts.
Sorry about that.
Well, don't worry. I returned them. So the refund went back to your bank.
I appreciate the refund.
So, like, because I was like, I have to refund it because I don't want this guy to think that he could keep sending me gifts. And it was fucking scary.
But now that you're here, I have them. I can hand them to you in person.
Okay. Thank you. Because, like, the first one you sent me was really creepy because first you sent me a flowers with these clues and these hints and was like, post it on your Instagram and I'll send you the next clue.
It's poetic, yeah.
And I was like, who fucking sends me this terrifying gifted code? Like, who thought they thought I was gonna be like, haha, someone sent me flowers. What's the next code?
Wow.
Like, next clue. And I was like, this is terrifying. Like, what's the fucking next clue, homeboy?
Like,
fucking scary. And then,
did you get the Barbie heads I sent you?
No, I didn't. I moved, actually.
You moved because of that? That makes sense.
No, I moved for another reason. Now my address is fucking public because I bought this multi-million-dollar home.
Yeah, because I Googled you before you came. I'm like, oh, I wonder what Riley's up to today. I'm like, what can we talk about? And you bought like a $4.7 million house or something?
Nice. Yeah, I bought this house, which I thought was discreet. And then somehow, I don't know if it was my real estate agent, the other real estate agent, the person who sold the house. I have no idea who leaked the article, but it went everywhere that I bought this house. And so now it's just public information. And the worst and most annoying part is it's the photos of the house of like before I bought it, which is so ugly and poorly decorated. And I was like, I don't want people to think that this is how I decorate my house. Like, I have way better aesthetics and style. Like, whoever styled their house did poor, ugly job.
Yeah, I saw your like bathroom has like beautiful little like wall print.
Yeah,
and,
now
like,
I'm redoing it. It looks and making lovely. It cute.
It looks wholesome.
Yeah, thank you.
It looks so nice.
Thank you.
And I wanted to touch on briefly before we let you run away, body positivity. There's obviously, you know, you get yourself in some crazy angles. There's some interesting angles and like, you know, twist it up like a little burrito. How did you get confident with yourself to be like, you know what, I'm fucking me, like no one can take
you
my
just
shine.
Do it. I'm on the first photos that I ever did are the ugliest photos. Like, I wish I could show you two. I posed like this in one of the photos. Like, I did something weird with my arm and I don't know. I was like 18, 19. I don't know
I
how
it.
To take photos.
Yeah.
So I'm like posing all weird with my arm, and then I see these photos afterwards, and I'm like, oh my god!
Why did the photographer not go, hey, we're not gonna do this sleepy arm today? Like,
I don't know. I guess he was like, she's cute and young and doesn't know what she's doing. How adorable!
Oh, she's ditzy. Let's get
she doesn't
sweating.
Know. Like, it's so what a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't know what she's doing.
Damn.
So I feel like I have the luxury of having the worst photos of myself on the internet ever. And like, I think I got more attractive and cuter as I got older. Cause even like when I first started porn, I had really like short, ugly hair. Cause I had also just bleached my hair.
Nice.
And then I was like, fuck, my hair is all dead and ugly. So I was like growing and cutting it. I had it really short and I was like kind of chubbier and young and not so cute. So I feel like it just took years of just practice, and like I was happy with my job, so I was just like learned, and I would try different things. I remember in videos I would try different tricks or movements, and then I would watch the video and I'd be like, oh my god, I'm never sucking dick like that again, that looked so stupid.
Wow.
So like I would like experiment with myself and practice with myself and see like what angles looked good and whatnot.
Damn,
that's professional.
Yeah, that's very professional.
Once you have the shittiest photos of yourself, there's no going back. So I'm like, okay, I gotta step
it
up.
Advice to the people,
like an athlete. Take notes.
That's
like,
what
I like,
was saying.
Right,
yeah, if you're at home right now, literally take the worst photos of yourself and post them. Like, literally, we want to see cheeks spread, like, upside down in the mirror. Like,
put your arms like this, ladies,
yeah,
and take
double
those
chin.
Instagram selfies.
Tuck your tit under your armpit. Like, just do whatever you can.
Yeah.
And then you can only improve. That's the best way. So what else are you working on? You have a new agency that's out?
Yeah, I have an agency.
It's called Ash Agency?
It's called Ash Agency.
Who is Ash? Oh, you are.
My real name is Ashley.
Ashley suits you.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you. I think Riley suits me well, too.
Yeah, it does. Very fitting. So what's that about? What's going on there?
So, Ash Agency, I've been in the adult industry for 100 years now. And so, like, I've dealt with a lot of the struggles having, like, an agent being in the adult industry and, like, being taken advantage of. And, like, even, like, early days, you know, before OnlyFans existed, a lot of porn girls would have, like, their own exclusive websites.
Right.
And so these porn companies would create porn websites for all the girls, and they would take a percentage, basically like OnlyFans. And so these websites were just, like, milking the girls. They would take these really big percentages and everything.
What do you mean milking? Like from the teat?
Milking from the paycheck.
So I was like, I would have found that website.
Yeah, because some of these websites, I think they used to take like 60-40% type thing. It was like crazy. Holy so like shit. I experienced it pre OnlyFans days of like what it was like really like for adult stars to try and have their own exclusive sites, and the percentages would be crazy and the studios just wouldn't take care of you and stuff. Yeah. And so like I was like really annoyed at that, and so I launched my own website. Like I built it all myself. I like found all these third party payment processors because I was like, you know, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. And a lot of people were like, you can't do it, and I was like, watch me.
Yeah.
So like I like cheated the system and found some like, you know, shortcut ways here and there, and like started my own website. And so like then OnlyFans happened and everything like that. And so like I saw my website, started doing OnlyFans. And then, like, my OnlyFans grew, and I was like, I need, like, a team to, like, really help me manage my, like, my site while I can still produce content and everything.
Yeah.
And I started reaching out to different teams and stuff, and it was, like, all the same thing. It was just, like, reliving those, like, porn studios experiences of just, like, agencies who are just taking advantage of you and stuff. And I feel like the worst part is for a lot of these girls where it's, like, they'll join an agency because, one, it's really hard to put in all of the work yourself and know everything to do. Like, I'm a very spitefully driven girl. So, like, I had people who told me I can't do it. And that's why I was like, fuck you guys. Yeah. I'm going to do it. And so that's when I launched my website. And so, like, I see now where a lot of girls will have to join an agency that takes 30% of their money because they're still making more money than they would if they didn't have the agency.
Right.
So it's like, oh, no agency, $5,000 a month, or agency and I'm still making at least $10,000 a month. So it's like, at least they're maybe making a total of 20, but the agency's keeping it. So I'm like, it still benefits them, even though the agency is taking advantage of them. And so I just got really, like, fed up of all the agencies taking advantage of all these girls and, like, the girls not having a real opportunity to, like, do their research or know what other opportunities exist and, like, know that there's companies that can work for you and take a lower percentage and, if not, do more work than what those companies are doing. Because we have – I have, like, a bunch of people who are, like, big into data analytics. They come from a lot of the, like, the big porn traffic sites and stuff like that, and like the tube sites. And so I have like a bunch of people actually from PornTube or Pornhub who left Pornhub who now work with me. Wow. And so I have like top analytic data collectors and everything like that. And so we are really good at monetizing people's platforms, and we don't need to take any more than 15%. And so it's like,
damn,
any sites, any agencies who come in and take more, I'm just like, it does not make sense to me because they're just taking advantage of you because it doesn't require that much work. Because I know firsthand behind the scenes and stuff. So it's like, I was like, I'm a model. I've been through all this shit. So I want to be able to provide a place for people to know, like, you know, it was kind of just like another like fed up, like spitefully driven thing that I did where I was like, fuck all these agencies. Like, I'm going to show people how to do it right. And even if my agency isn't successful, my point is still that at least we're going to show agencies what the model is. And I hope that they mimic us. Like, if anything, if we're not successful, we don't get the models, then maybe at least these other companies are going to learn from us and be like, okay, we need to lower our percentages because otherwise they're going to leave us and go to Ash Agency or and whatnot.
So. How long ago did you start that?
We started it a couple months ago. I forget the exact launch date. Yeah. I would have to look. But we've been working on it for a long time. Yeah. And then we, like, rushed the launch just because so much was happening with OnlyFans and everything. And I was like, we need to, like, just let people know what's happening because there's so many agencies popping up. And I don't feel like girls are getting an educated enough guess on, like, they don't have the opportunity to do the research to know, like, what is a good agency and how should it be run and, like, what is fair and what's not fair.
What was I going to say? Damn, there's a lot. I don't want to get myself in trouble, so I'm not going to say
I'm really passionate about the agency thing just because I'm like, fuck all these agencies taking advantage of your girls.
Yeah,
there's
I was gonna say, I'm with Unruly.
Yeah.
You guys hate each other.
Yeah, they hate me now, yeah.
Yeah, because you went on a rant.
I just posted an article. That's all I did. I posted about an article and said, ladies, please do your research.
Yeah.
It's not my fault that article came out. Fair, I never said anything about them prior to it, nor did I say, I am not the type of person to just go out there and start bashing someone for no reason. If there's an article supporting things that you've done, it's not my fault. And I think I have a duty to share this information.
For sure. Yeah, I think, Well, for me, I've never had any issues. Like, they're lovely to me, so I'm not too sure what's going on. Are you eating titties out?
I don't know. They're so small sometimes, I don't even know when they're out or not.
But yeah, they're lovely to be, so I'm not too sure what goes on behind the scenes with other people, but I guess that's their business. But yeah, that's exciting. So it's crazy how much of an entrepreneur you are. You just saw an opportunity, like, you know what, I got to double down on this.
Yeah, and now my agency's actually accidentally somehow turned into me now booking some of these girls who've never done porn. Now they want to do porn, and now I'm, like, booking them jobs for some of the top porn companies and stuff. And wow. So I'm like, that might be...
Do you think you might go into a management role?
I might, because, like, I have a really great agent, yeah. And, like, he's the type of agent who, like, goes to sets and makes sure they're taking care of you, and, like, he's just, like, it's very family-oriented, yeah. And so, like, I was thinking about that, because I was like, now I have two girls who are going to be going on to set, and I'm like, I'm going to fucking be showing up to set, and be like, you cheating my girls good? I hope you're treating them like they're Riley Reid, because yeah. I, like, they are a part of me now. Yeah.
And well, so, if they want to be severely disappointed, we are here.
Exactly.
Yeah, in and out, rainbow trout.
Yeah, Melrose Podcast is getting into the porn.
Quick and creamy.
Now. Oh, yeah? Are you guys?
No.
Maybe one day, though. You know, I don't think I have the equipment for the job, though. I've seen some of those big hammers online. I'm like, you know what? We had Spencer. Was it last name Spencer Barrett?
Is that right? Yeah.
He loves you. He's like, yeah, Riley's top 10.
He's a good guy.
He's like, she knows exactly what's going on. I'm like, stop it. Young man.
Yeah,
but we were talking about his hammer as well. But maybe one day. Is there anything you want people to know? Any people find you?
I have a clothing line that's coming out as well.
What's that
it's
called?
It's going to be dropping this November. It's nice. Called 18 Plus. And it's like streetwear clothing.
Nice. That's so exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Wow. Yeah. So keep your eyes peeled. What's your Instagram? Let Riley Live?
Yeah, with currently, temporarily.
Does Instagram just have it out for you right now?
I think so. Yeah.
It's weird how they just like pick random people and just like, fuck this
I'm
person.
I'm convinced that like some lady works at OnlyFans and her husband loves my porn and she's fucking sick and tired of him jerking off to me, because this is the only thing that makes sense. Because yeah. I was like,
I know some Instagram models. Those post like fully clothed photos and they'll just get like banned and shit.
Well, there's,
it's crazy.
There's, yeah. Like, there's
their husband's probably supporting their OnlyFans too.
Right.
I've seen like a lot of other Instagram models as well where you can literally see the areola and I'm like, hey, this is great. I'm excited about it.
No,
but,
it's great.
But I feel like you're going to get in trouble. Yeah. But they're getting away with it. Those twins, yeah. They're going crazy.
Oh, I know. I love those girls. They're I'm trying so to recruit them to Ash Agency.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, which twins?
Pops, Tentut, and Mathilde.
Mathilde? I don't know. But he looks at me as if I know how to say it.
I guess you're present, but they're gorgeous.
We just message each other. We're not like talking on the phone. Hey, girl.
Really?
Oh, no.
They're so stunning.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, I'm in love with them. Yeah. I am subscribed to this.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
They're adorable.
All right, my love. Well, congratulations on finding the man.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your agency and all the
thank
success.
Thank you so much.
And being not only beautiful, but smart as well.
Aww.
It's something that I don't have.
No, you're pretty smart. Look at you. You're an entrepreneur. You're doing it.
I look like an ice cream. But thank you so much. If you did enjoy this episode, go subscribe to Riley's OnlyFans. And don't send expensive gifts to her house.
Please
send them
don't.
To mine.
Yeah.
Please. I will drop my address and
in the description below.
Yes. But thank you so much, and I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see
thank
you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.